Bird is a startup motorized scooter company based in Santa Monica, run by a former Lyft and Uber executive that rents motorized scooters. Here in Tempe and Scottsdale, the company has between 200 and 300 scooters. Riders use an app to find a scooter to rent and later leave it wherever they want. At the end of the day, Bird is responsible for picking up the discarded scooter and recharging it. Jared McDonald-Evoy of the Arizona Republic explains just how the business works.
Yeah, well, when these first kind of started, both Phoenix and Tempe both had purchased into the grid system, the grid bike system, which were they were docked. You had to take them back to a specific place and lock them up, and those worked pretty well. But grid ended up moving towards dockless because companies like Ofo and Lime moved in who were doing dockless, and those started becoming very popular because it was, you know, you can pick it up, take it, drop it off wherever you want, basically, and you're done. So it was more of a convenience thing, and that ended up becoming the norm in this system of rideshare vehicles, and it reduces the amount of overhead. So instead of having to pay for, you know, a bunch of bike racks now, where they specifically have to be, they can just put the bikes out there, stage them where they want.
One problem? Reality doesn't exactly match the sales pitch. At least that's how the city of Scottsdale sees it. At the beginning of May, Scottsdale wanted Bird out, saying it had to remove its scooters or face $400 fines per scooter per day. So what caused all the brouhaha in Scottsdale?
The uproar that happened in Scottsdale and has actually happened in other cities in a similar fashion is they tend to kind of just come in, drop scooters off, and announce we're opening in this city. Scottsdale didn't quite like that. The way that the scooters were being operated in the city at the time was in violation of current city codes. It's a lot like what's going on with the rideshare bikes that the cities have been kind of grappling with, where the bikes have been left in, you know, all sorts of places. But that was one of the reasons why Scottsdale initially issued that cease and desist, was because, look, these scooters are showing up on private property. They're showing up in the middle of sidewalks. They're not supposed to be there. They're motorized vehicles.
And if you're wondering why there's a demand for motorized scooters, get ready to have some serious regret you didn't think of the idea first.
Bird is kind of trying to be the first ones in this game. They're trying to be the ones that start this, that move forward with it, and kind of set the tone and pace of it. Like Bloomberg recently reported that they got another, I believe it was like $150 million in angel investments to move the company forward, which now puts them at a value of around $1 billion. But the people who are mostly riding these in, from stories I've read out of San Francisco and other places where they've been for a lot longer, is it's usually, you know, younger, you know, 18 to 20 year olds riding them to and from work or school and things like that. When I was out in Tempe recently, I saw a lot of ASU students riding them around campus. So it seems to be kind of popular with that generation of people.
So maybe money, or in this case, motors, talk, because Scottsdale had a change of heart. They told Bird their scooters would be allowed in the city as long as they stuck to three rules. Scooters must always be used on roads and not on sidewalks or trails. They cannot be in parks or parking garages, and no more staging the rentals on sidewalks.
The scooters are also in Tempe, where they've taken a more laissez-faire approach.
So Tempe took a little bit more of a hands-off approach when it came to this. They welcomed them into the city. They said they were excited to talk with the company about how to have best practices with this. I believe the day after they started in the city, some Tempe leaders got together and spoke with them. Tempe currently has a working group together of two council members and the mayor have got together to kind of examine how the city can regulate the future of these programs, because Tempe has hundreds of the dockless bikes that are everywhere. Residents aren't very happy with them. If you go to Tempe, you'll likely see them, you know, on the sidewalk in someone's yard. I saw one on top of a bus stop once. Originally, they were just looking at the bikes. Now they're like, okay, now we're just going to make it more general and look at rideshare type programs as a whole.
Phoenix, by contrast, has banned motorized scooters from parks completely. A police spokesperson confirmed anybody over 18 can ride them on city streets as long as the posted speed limit is under 25 miles an hour. No one younger than 14 is allowed to ride them at all. And if no skateboards are allowed somewhere, better keep it moving.
As is the case with all new tech, cities are finding themselves playing catch-up with regulation, trying to please citizens who love or loathe these scooters.
That's the thing, is not a lot of people have come up with solutions yet. That's the kind of awkward situation we're in with these programs in the cities. California is probably the one that's the most ahead of the curve on this. They've had these programs for a lot longer, but even they're having a ton of growing pains. there's actually a really kind of funny Instagram account that's been created out of all this called Litter Bikes of AZ. And all it is it's photos of these dockless bikes in funny, weird places, like in the canal. There was one someone put in a tree. Some person took a bunch of them, put them next to each other, and put a for sale sign next to them. There's been stories of people stealing them and spray painting them. It's interesting to see the different weird reactions that these bikes and these scooters are getting.
Litter Bikes of AC. Seems unlikely cities are laughing about this.
Yeah, that was Jared McDonald Evoy of the Arizona Republic telling us about the ongoing regional scooter wars.